here we are again for our soul frequency sessions. Oh, the topic this week is a big one for me. I love talking about this because it's so important. We're talking about the emotional causes of disease. So it's interesting because being an intuitive, you see a lot, you know, into people, and I don't see into people unless they come to me as a client, because obviously that would be overwhelming and that would be unethical to see into everybody everywhere you go. But when I have the opportunity to work with somebody and I look into, you know, their energetic system and their emotional system and all of this, I see the importance of emotion, right? And I see how much we have a hard time expressing all the emotion that resides within us, and really unhealthy physical states at a very fundamental level start at the point of emotion. It's almost like the doorway that opens up for there to be a shift in our cellular makeup, right? To cause some sort of dis-ease state. So emotion is an important conversation, and one that we don't have often enough. Certainly one we don't teach our children, we don't learn, you know, how to have healthy release of emotion. It's just something we generally as a society haven't put a lot of attention on. And yet I want to put a lot of attention on it all the time, because it's exactly the point at which people start to truly heal at a very inner fundamental level. And certainly, you know, having a doctor to look at the physical issues, you know, all of that is amazing. And you want to have, you know, always see, you know, a trained physician if you're not feeling well physically. And yet some of this deep inner work as an adjunct to that, you will find is so extremely powerful. I made a blog post because if you're as curious as I am, I thought you would be curious about all of the different ways that that this core of emotion can manifest in different dis-ease states. I'll give you a couple, but I've made an entire alphabetical list, largely based on the work of Louise Hay, in some of the areas that I see emotionally being affecting the physical body for people. So things like issues with the breast often represents mothering and nurturing, also represents nourishment. Cysts and lumps in the breast can be a refusal to nourish the self, putting everyone else first. Things like overmothering, overprotection. It can even be something like overbearing attitudes. Cancer can be deep hurt, long-standing resentment. It can also be deep secret or grief eating away at the self. Basically, it's a deep hatred or anger that is harbored underneath the disease state of cancer. Depression, anger you feel you don't have the right to have, so it's oftentimes not expressed. It can also be a feeling of hopelessness. Weight issues is oftentimes an oversensitivity, representing fear and need for protection. So we literally are putting protection on our body in the form of weight. And the fear may be covering hidden anger. So a lot of times I'm seeing a lot of anger underneath the surface, resistance to forgiving and moving forward in life. It can be just an inability to want to feel anything. Things like self-rejection, insecurity. There's even different parts of the body, carrying weight in different parts of the body that reflect different emotions as well. So these are just a couple of the areas. But if you want to check out the list of all the different different disease states and their emotional counterpart, you can see that on the blog at thesoulfrequency.com. And it's a really cool list to just kind of have to check in with. You know, if something manifests in your physical body, it's always good to just check and say, like, okay, what might be going on with me emotionally that I'm not aware of? Because again, so many times we are just not aware of what's going on for us. And yet it's really important in the healing process to look at all these aspects of self. So what's going on mentally, what's going on physically, emotionally, even spiritually in our life, to look at all angles, right? We live in a time where if we want to heal holistically, we need to look at all of these different areas of self and kind of do a check-in. So again, you know, if you've got a journal, go ahead and look at those different areas of your life and kind of take inventory of those. And, you know, life is so busy, right? I mean, is it not? Am I the only one? It just gets busy. And the busier we are, the more we're disconnected inside, the more we don't even have the time to look within. We are just checking things off our list, going through our day. And so this is, you know, taking time or putting on your calendar, like scheduling in time to just kind of take an inventory, like, where am I at? How am I feeling? Am I taking great care of myself? Like, what do I feel in my body? Are there any aches and pains? Like, am I getting sick? You know, all of that stuff. This is so important to check in with self. And I like to schedule those things. I do on my calendar. And I do it way in advance, like months in advance. You know, when you look way out on your calendar, it's just like, all clear, right? Maybe you have like a couple things on your calendar, but like 6 months, 8 months down the line, there's like not that much stuff there. That's the time to put it on the calendar, because otherwise, if you wait, you know, a few weeks in advance, there's going to be no room for it and you're likely not going to make time for it. So I just always schedule in personal time. I schedule in, you know, moments to X off where no one else can take over that time on your calendar. It's super important. And if you have a lot of people in your life that you're helping and serving in different ways, and families or kids or friends or your job, it becomes even more important to do it at those times. So one of the things that I think is the most important part of emotion is like really understanding what the process is. Because again, we tend to run from it because we don't really... we're not really taught about it. We don't really want to deal with it, right? Like, who wants to cry? I mean, there's countless times, right? Tell me you're with me on this, where you've like been in the car or something, and maybe you're wearing mascara or makeup, or you're going somewhere, and you know, your eyes well up, or something, you listen to a sad song, or somebody calls and tells you something, and you're just thinking, like, there's no way I can't just cry my eyes out right now. I'm gonna have makeup like flowing down my face. And so you go, right? Like, I'm going to suck it all back up and I'm not going to cry. And we become so good at sucking it all back up that we literally shut down the flow of emotion, which is our birthright. It's part of who we are. And so, in my book, I talk a lot about emotion, and I'll share a little part of it with you. There's a subchapter called E is for Emotion. It says, emotions are like the big bad wolf in the eyes of many. I want to write about emotions until the cows come home, because expressing them is the key to releasing the old and stepping into the new. Unexpressed emotions are the culprits that keep us stuck in life. We go to such great lengths to avoid feeling our emotions, perhaps because we're afraid that once we allow them to flow, we'll be incapacitated for months. We fear that once we turn on the faucet, we won't be able to turn it off. But the truth is, when we are allowed to express freely, the lifespan of an emotion is much like a bell curve. It gathers momentum and intensity until it reaches a crescendo, and then dissipates in intensity as it recedes down the other side. If we allow this process to occur full force without blocking it, a single feeling will only last 60 to 90 seconds. Doesn't knowing this make the prospect of feeling your feelings so much less daunting? Let's catch up our brains on the facts. If a single emotion lasts 60 seconds, even six different emotional responses will last around 6 minutes, not 6 months. And most of us are equipped to handle that. We just have to practice. It's amazing how much energy adults spend trying not to feel. The main emotional difference between children and adults is that children throw their fits openly, while adults suppress them, which later manifests in the form of disease. To illustrate how unnatural it is to block our feelings, imagine if everyone was going around trying not to think and being afraid to do so. There would be a whole lot of people walking around looking like aimless robots, unable to make a rational decision or carry out a simple task. The exterior world as we know it would come to a screeching halt. Suppressing emotions has the same debilitating effect, except it is the inner world of the people that is mostly affected, just as destructive, but more easily hidden. So we want to think about how we are hiding our emotions, right? Because we're really not hiding them. I mean, you know, we think we are, but we're not. It's coming out in all areas of our life. And a lot of times it's coming out in our physical bodies, right? And I always say that when we manifest something on a physical level, it's been with us a while, right? It's been an emotion we've had for a long time and stored in our body, or negative thoughts that we have been cyclically thinking about for years. I mean, this stuff is all energy, and it just gets stored if we don't let it flow and let it out. And so hopefully today and this week, you'll give some thought to the big old E word, emotions, and think about, you know, where there might be stuff that's happened in your life that you haven't had a chance to really get angry about or cry about or feel however you feel about it. And where has somebody told you that you can't feel, right? It's you don't have time or you don't have the space to feel, or you shouldn't feel that way. Why are you angry? You shouldn't be angry. Why are you sad? You shouldn't be sad. If we're sad, we're sad. If we're angry, we're angry. And the best thing we can do is to feel it, and to feel it fully. Let it move through our body like the energy that it is, and just go dissipate out there somewhere. So here's to healthy emotions and a fabulous week. Sending all the love I have to you in your heart. Hope it expands. Hope it grows. And I hope to hear from you soon. Send me an email at info@thesoulfrequency.com. I'm loving all of my emails. So for any of you listening that have sent me an email, you just rock and totally make my day. And we'll talk about more. I'll see you next week.